Martha Stewart's lawyer urged jurors today to acquit his client and, in his words, let her return to her life. Robert Morvillo presented his closing argument in the obstruction and conspiracy trial of Stewart and her stockbroker. The case is expected to go to the jury tomorrow. NPR's Jim Zeroli has been covering the trial in New York. Jim, this was Robert Morvillo's last chance to make the case for Martha Stewart to the jury. What else did he have to say?
You really could see why Martha Stewart decided to hire Robert Morvillo today. He's this hefty guy in this kind of shapeless dark suit. He has a, you know, your basic New York accent, but he really has a kind of a gift for making legal arguments in a plain-spoken way. You remember that Martha Stewart and Peter Bakanovic are accused of making up this phony story to cover up the fact that they did an improper stock trade. They say they had an agreement to sell if it fell below $60. Morvillo very much stood by this. He said the evidence supports the story. He said there are a number of discrepancies that between Stewart and Bakanovic and what they each told investigators. He says this suggests they were telling the truth, because if these really smart, successful people had really been conspiring to lie, they would have taken the trouble to get their basic facts straight. He said a lot of the evidence against his client, Martha Stewart, is based on speculation and guesswork. The government's presented no evidence at all, no emails, no phone calls, anything that would suggest a conspiracy. She's taken to task, he said, because she doesn't remember conversations exactly. Just one example of that. She told investigators that she talked to Peter Bakanovic and not to his assistant, Doug Faniel, on the day of the ImClone sale. But Morvillo said, look, this was months later. Maybe she didn't remember. Maybe she couldn't hear right. It was in an airport. Prosecutors in their rebuttal said that was preposterous.
Well, prosecutors presented evidence that Martha Stewart tried to change a computer record of incoming phone calls. Did her lawyer address that today in closing argument?
Yeah, you know, Martha Stewart never testified, so she never said anything about that. So he was sort of in the position of just kind of suggesting to the jury about that. Stewart is actually accused of eliminating a line from the computer phone log that said something like, regarding ImClone, Peter Bakanovic thinks ImClone is going to start trading lower. But Morvillo said, you know, this is at odds with the handwritten notes that her assistant took about the call. So he said, you know, maybe Martha Stewart was just trying to clean up the notes. We don't know. At any rate, he said, all of this happened in just 30 seconds, and then it was over, and she changed the message back. So this is all much ado about nothing.
Jim, the reason we're paying so much attention to this case is that Martha Stewart created Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, which she stepped down from as the leader when the trial began. What's the thinking in New York about what would happen to that company if she were, in fact, convicted in this trial?
Well, that's the big question. She is, of course, very much identified with the company. It's built around her image. She has stepped down from an official leadership role. The company's going along, but its revenues have fallen. Some advertisers have pulled away. The audience for her television show is down. If Martha Stewart is convicted, it's hard to imagine how this company is going to go on without her. That is not something that the jury hears anything about, of course. It doesn't come up in the testimony. But I think it's sort of very much part of the subtext in this trial. What's going to happen to the company? What's going to happen to the people who work there?
And just very briefly, Jim, closing arguments by Martha Stewart's lawyer were today. Did you say the prosecution rebuttal is finished or not?
They had a brief rebuttal, which was scheduled to go to the end of the afternoon. Tomorrow, they're going to address. The jury is supposed to begin deliberating, and they're going to get their instructions from the judge.
Thank you. NPR's Jim Zeroli in New York.